Okay, I'm with Danny, who's the branch coordinator for Leukemia and Lymphoma Research here in Winterton. And you've got a big fundraising event on today.
Yes, we do. We're here at Winterton Community Pavilion. We've got our bungee jump event today. We've got the Extreme Sensations bungee team here, and we've got lots of fantastic volunteers jumping off the 175-foot crane to raise as much money as they can to help beat blood cancers.
First of all, tell us a little bit about your local group.
Okay, so we're based here in Winterton, and we're a fundraising group, an awareness raising group for the charity Leukemia and Lymphoma Research. We're all young people that are involved with running the group, primarily aged 17 to 19. We've been doing this for 4 years now in memory of a friend of ours that passed away from leukemia, and we're approaching the 50,000 milestone now in that time. So we've got a big packed out summer full of events to help with the big push to the 50k milestone.
And how many of you are involved?
There's a large whole group of us involved. We're about 40 young people that are actively fundraising for the charity. Many of those have received awards and recognition for their work. We've got members of our team that have received the Princess Diana Awards, Lions Young Leaders in Service Awards as well. So our work is also being recognised, as well as the fantastic money that's been raised.
And that's an amazing amount of money to be raised in a small place like Winterton.
Absolutely. The Winterton community is fantastic, and they really get behind what we do and support our events. So many different organisations and businesses back what we do, but also on an individual level, there's a lot of residents that really support what we do.
And why bungee jump?
Bungee jump, it's something different, really. We like to keep our ideas fresh and different, to keep people's interest there and want to support us as well. And it's a great community event that's been really backed today. We've got some big sponsors that have helped with the cost of the crane. Biffa Waste, Winterton 2022, Winterton Lions, the Blakemore Foundation, Winterton Iron as well. They've all donated to help get the crane here as well. We've had the Butcher's Arms in Winterton who have provided a bar service. The Winterton Lions have also been along with their catering van. So it's been a fantastic day, and we're hopefully going to raise a lot of money to help with that 50k push.
Have you any idea how much you're hoping for?
We're definitely hoping to raise over £2,000 today, but it all depends on how quickly everyone can get their sponsorship back into us that have been doing the jump. So anyone out there with sponsorship, please bring it into us.
Okay, so you've had a go on the bungee jump yourself earlier today. What was it like?
I did. As the branch coordinator, I had the role of opening the proceedings, so I was the first jump this morning at 10 o'clock.
Had they checked the rope?
They did check the rope. They do a test jump themselves. But yes, I was the first official jumper of the day. And through my jump alone, I've raised £700. So a big thank you to everyone that sponsored me. But it was a fantastic experience. And it's definitely something that's fantastic to tick off the bucket list. And one of those experiences that you don't really get in a place like Winterton every day. So to have that chance and that experience is fantastic.
Rather you than me.
Yes, quite a few have said that, and it was definitely on my mind this morning, rather someone else than me, as I was going up that 175-foot crane. But it was a fantastic experience, and I'm thrilled that I've done it.
And you mentioned you've got a packed summer. What other sorts of things are you going to be doing later this year?
Yes, so we've got Burton Primary School who are supporting us in next week with a non-uniform day in cake sales as part of our 50k campaign. We're also having a large sponsored walk event which will be taking place on the 10th of August. It will start at the north side of the Humber Bridge and we'll be coming back through to Winterton via the Nelthorpe Arms in South Ferriby. And the walk will be ending at the Butcher's Arms in Winterton, who will be putting a barbecue on. Everyone's welcome to join us on that walk. There's a £10 sign-up fee online, and then it's a case of collecting any sponsorship if they're interested in doing that to help us beat blood cancers. In September, we've also got a fashion show event coming up at Winterton Community Academy. We're going to have lots of different items on the catwalk from many different local businesses.
So if somebody's interested in getting involved and helping you raise money, how can we find out more?
Absolutely, we'd love to hear from anyone interested. We have our own website, which is wix.com/beatbloodcancers/Winterton and District. We're also on Facebook. If you search the Winterton and District branch, you'll find us on there. And we're now on Twitter as well. You can search @WintDistrictLLR and you'll find us on there as well.